Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have been gaining popularity recently, but those markets are taking a dive as the U.S. Treasury says it's going to crack down on how the digital currency is used. Bitcoin tumbled 15% in one day. Let's get into it all with day trader friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Morning, Jay. April, Marty, and Pat with you.
Good morning, all.
Yeah. So it sounds like you don't think they're going to do much with cryptocurrencies in the U.S. As far as, you know, you see somewhere like Hong Kong trading them on a Bitcoin stock market. That's not going to happen here anytime soon.
It doesn't appear so. And, you know, of course, you've got the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts and all the rest of them talking about how this is a craze that it could crash just as quickly as we've seen the ascent. But then you see, you know, companies that are talking about taking Bitcoin as payment. And, you know, the idea when it first started of a global currency was really something for a lot of people that said, hey, Jay, it's better to have one cryptocurrency around the world versus 180 different currencies. And I certainly agree with that. But when you really don't have any way to regulate that Bitcoin, then it's a little bit uncertain how it can go. But you know, anytime you see Bitcoin, you know, flying up as it did to 65,000 is at a high, it catches a lot of people's attention, and they're looking for the next Bitcoin. And goodness, I lost count. There's either 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 cryptocurrencies that are out there right now, and everyone's hoping that the next one's going to be the Bitcoin. But obviously, you have to be very, very careful if you're going to head in the direction of any of these cryptocurrencies.
I was going to say, Jay, I mean, as a layperson myself, I think of it, I find it kind of shrouded in mystery, a little dark. Is my perception right on that?
It is, and because you're not investing in a company, you're investing in a craze. And as such, it's impossible to do what you would consider due diligence. I mean, my students and I, even though we hold a stock for 8 or 10 minutes, we still have our diligence that we do on any stock that we're looking at. When you're trying to ascertain the value of a Bitcoin, what you're looking at is what someone's willing to pay for it, and you don't have any of the measurements or the dynamics that you would normally use in that selection process. And that's one of the reasons that it's nothing more than just the wild, wild west. And it's very, very, I mean, look, it's great to look at. And I hear from people every week saying, my gosh, Jay, if I'd have still had my Bitcoin, it's like they would have held on to it till $60,000 a share. I don't think so. Most people that bought it at, you know, 500 would have sold it at 1,000 or what have you and felt pretty good about it at the time. But yeah, this is not something that I'm going to get overly excited about because the downside is scary, especially as we proceed with, April, what you mentioned with regards to the Treasury Department.
Jay, we're starting to see more interest in air travel, but we've also got some problems now with Boeing and its 737 MAX, more issues there. How's that affecting company stock?
You know, Boeing stock hasn't really done anything but kind of go up over the last several weeks because the orders that they have been taking of late, Pat, are increasing. In fact, the Boeing MAX is getting more and more popular around the world. For the month of March, it was their second consecutive month of positive aircraft orders. I think they were plus 40 in March. But yes, they did have to ground 60 of the aircraft over a power control unit that was not grounded completely. And during those inspections, they found additional wiring concerns that had them ground an additional 90 aircraft, or a total of 90 anyways. And there's only three airlines that operate the Boeing MAX, but there you're affected more than anyone because those three airlines are American, Southwest, and United. They have 200 of them collectively, but right now 90 of them are on the sidelines while these fixes are being undertaken, and we'll go from there. But you know, the stock right now for Boeing, $244 a share, up quite a bit from where it was at a year ago with everything else, down to $113.
Wow. We're less than 2 weeks away from May. Is this a year, do you think, where investors should sell in May and then go away?
A lot of people do, April. Yeah. They say that the summer season from a stock standpoint, you're going to almost end up where you began and may trail back just a bit. So a lot of people take their money off in May and they come back in the fall. Obviously, I won't be doing that because we do everything what we do every day. But you're seeing a growing number of people that are saying, look, right now with the way things are going, there's still a lot of uncertainties because we've got the coronavirus variant that's still out there kind of hanging over the heads of some people. We've got some questionable issues with regards to taxation that could affect small businesses. So I think if there's going to be a year that people do that, unlike the last several years, April, this could be the year that people do just that, where they sell in May and hold their money and till the fall to buy the next round of stocks for their portfolio.
Learn more of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. Friend of the program, day trader Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
My pleasure.